New Hampshire poll, Republicans lead Democrats on generic congressional ballot. By Jacob Bliss on December 14, 2021. A New Hampshire Journal poll found that a generic Republican candidate leads a generic Democrat candidate on the U.S. congressional ballot in New Hampshire less than a year away from the midterms. The poll found that New Hampshire registered voters favor the generic Republican, with 47%, over the generic Democrat, with 42%, when asked, if the election for Congress were held today, for which candidate would you likely vote? Only 3% of the respondents said other, while 8% said they were unsure. While the poll revealed that voters in the state favor a Republican candidate, the state has gone through redistricting, which would change the state's congressional map for the next 10 years. The state's redistricting maps were approved by an 8-7 vote from the Republican majority on the New Hampshire House Special Committee on Redistricting, which ultimately changed the state's first congressional district to be more competitive, while the second congressional district stayed Democrat-leaning, according to Murr. Murr noted that the GOP's plan backfills the shift of numerous GOP-leaning communities to the first district with the addition of more Democratic-leaning communities into the already Democratic-leaning second congressional district. In December, Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, the vulnerable Democrat currently representing the first district, announced he would be seeking a third term in the House, starting one of the more competitive races in the battle for the majority in the House. Republican candidate Matt Moers, pictured above, a former senior White House advisor to the Secretary of State on such issues as advancing the America First agenda, religious freedom, immigration, the border, and more, announced his bid earlier in the year. During the last fundraising quarter, Moers outraised Pappas's entire third quarter fundraising in just 1 month. Moers slammed Pappas for voting to help pass the Democrats' disastrous $1.2 trillion, 2,702-page so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill earlier this year, which President Biden signed into law, and the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better Act, also known as the Democrats' Reconciliation Infrastructure Bill. While the Democrats championed the bill, it will ultimately increase taxes on the middle class, expand and prolong the effects of inflation, and add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. During an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, Moers said, the policies of Biden and Pelosi and supported by Pappas. Whether it's slowing down the American economy, whether it's paying people not to work, while the rest of us subsidize it, whether it's the disaster that's happening in the Mideast, the fact that they're not holding China accountable. They're not doing anything about that, adding that Republicans will win back the House and immediately put a check on President Joe Biden's administration. The New Hampshire Journal poll surveyed 729 New Hampshire registered voters December 9 and 10. The margin of error is +3.6 percentage points. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.